Good evening. Welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission meeting for the City of Bettendorf, November 16th, 2011. Roll call, please.
Bennett?
Here.
Gallagher?
Here.
Tapler? Moss?
Here.
Rafferty? Stoltenberg? Wendland?
Here.
We have a quorum, so we can proceed. You all received minutes of the November 3rd meeting, 2011. Any additions or corrections?
I so move. Approval?
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved. As I said, this is the Plan and Zone Commission meeting for the City of Bettendorf. We are a recommending body to the City Council. We recommend on certain items that are properly before us. Tonight, we have one item, a preliminary plat. So anyone that's interested in connection with this matter, which will address us in connection with this matter, I will acknowledge you and ask that you go to the podium on my right, your left, and state who you are and provide us with your input. Greg, the first item on the agenda is case 11072. It's Old Hunter's Woods 4th edition, submitted by Old Hunter's Woods Development Co. LLC. And do you have a staff report, please?
Yes, we do, Mr. Chairman. This is the area right here that is west of Criswell. You've got Crow Creek Road down here, Valley Drive, and then you would take Criswell up to Still Creek Pass, and the area is right here that we're looking at. We already looked at this portion during the last meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission for rezoning, and that's in the process. That'll be coming up at the next City Council meeting, the first one in December, is a public hearing, and that's to go from A1 to R1 designation as zoning. This is what was originally platted as a preliminary plat. This portion here envisioned these four lots that were rather elongated, and then there was a portion over here that was not included, that is included in the new plat. Instead of having these elongated lots, you now see that there's going to be a roadway connection that goes in further into the interior. This is the plat with the notes shown here, and the enlarged version shows coming off of Woody Creek Lane, Grover Station right here. There is a ravine that is rather severe that runs right through this area, and we do have a creek that runs right along that ravine. There's an outlot right here that acts as a stormwater detention area, and then we have a portion of that also encompassed in this area right here of the proposed preliminary plat. Your storm sewer effectively drains from this spot here and then back down in here into this outlot where the water is detained, and then you have sanitary sewer running down along in this area to meet the needs of the particular site. If you're looking at this from the boundary fence, it's to the east side of Criswell, you would see that there is this east portion over here. You have a wooded ravine, and then you have this west portion. This is the west portion looking back at the existing development, and this is where Woody Ridge Lane would come through right here, right where these yellow lines are, and that's where it would connect with Still Creek Pass and then approximately come over here into this, toward this fence. The other area to the east, over in this direction, you have existing farmhouses, and then this area is pretty well flat. And this is the flatter of the two pieces. This area up here tends to slope down and then take a more substantial slope down on the western portion of the subdivision. In reviewing this, staff recommended approval of the preliminary plat with the conditions that were listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions from the commission?
I have a question. And would you go back to the lots? Yeah. Like, is, you know, there's a creek that's running through. Is that off, is there any floodplain in that 2, 3?
There's nothing demarcated in there. What we are requesting be shown on the final plat of any of the lots that are adjoining this area here where there's this easement, that there be a built level that is the lowest entry level where water may get in during a 100-year event. The 100-year floodplain is actually further to the south, and I don't know if I have that on the aerial. That begins approximately in this area right here.
Okay.
It's one of the forks of Pigeon Creek, and this is the creek system that runs into that, so it begins right about in this area is where the 100-year is noted on the flood map.
So those lots would be buildable?
If they're going to meet, and we did bring this up with the engineer, as long as they're meeting the requirements for the setback, basically, if you were to configure the structure so that you're meeting that 40-foot setback here, and then you have 30 feet on these lots that are pretty much adjoining where the stream area is, it's pretty much up to the developers to how they want to develop those lots as long as they meet our overall requirements. And it is a rugged area. I've walked that area out there, and you can see the existing structures. It's somewhat of a constrained spot maybe for one of the lots over here in the existing development, and that one is not yet built upon. So, again, it's up to the developer as long as they meet our requirements.
And would that be piped under the street there, Greg?
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, any other questions from the commission?
Nope.
Anybody in the audience wish to address this? What's your pleasure then?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 11072, subject to staff recommendations.
Second that.
Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Then the motion is carried and the recommendation goes to City Council. The last item on the agenda is commission update. Greg, do you have something?
Well, last night, what we had, Mr. Chairman, City Council on the consent agenda, after it passed through the Committee of the Whole, we had two site plans that were approved. One was case 11068, and that was the one regarding the garage auto repair shop to be located at 4306 State Street as part of the Lohman Allard addition, and that was the site plan that was right nearby Duck Creek. The other one that was approved was the tower structure to go in at the First Baptist Church, and that one also met with approval at 3593 Middle Road. So those two have advanced, and now they can pull their permits, whatever they need to do at this juncture, to commence construction. And then, as I mentioned earlier, the rezoning for this particular project here is going to take place at the next City Council meeting in December.
Anything else for the good of the order? Hearing or seeing none, I guess we stand adjourned. Thank you all for coming for a fairly short meeting.